For the past 2 weeks, City of Raleigh leaders have discussed the city's new noise ordinance, which greatly impacts Glenwood South. And finally, on Tuesday, a new ordinance was approved. In fact, it's really more of an update of the current ordinance. And joining us now, one of the people who has sounded off on this issue, it is Larry Miller, who is the president of the Glenwood South Neighborhood Collaborative. Larry, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. What did you think about the moves that the Raleigh City Council made on Tuesday?
Well, I think it's a step in the right direction. There are several things that I like about this. They're getting away from the really unenforceable reasonable person standard, and they've gone to a decibel level that's objective, that can be measured. That's the first thing. The second thing is that they have a special standard for our levels for Glenwood South. That's the neighborhood that I live in, the entertainment district in Raleigh, and they do need special levels here for that. And finally, they've taken it away from police enforcement and are going to hire some people that will be specially trained in how to enforce it. They'll be on measurement of sound, and so rather than the police responding to complaints, police have better things to do than respond to noise complaints.
That's true. I was unclear exactly how this was going to be enforced and how the measures, how the decibels will be measured, because I know that's one thing a lot of people had concerns about, and if it's not enforced correctly, then how is anything going to be done about it?
The difficulty is going to be in the actual measurements. The measurements will be done at the property line or beyond that. So in the past, they were done, 150 feet away. So you could get a lot of interference there from other things. If you're up close to the business, it's easier to get a reliable reading. Whether the standards are right, I think they are. The businesses will have to tone down their music some to comply with the standards.
What would you have liked to have seen the council done? You mentioned that it's a good step in the right direction, but ultimately, what would you like to see done?
Well, again, I think they may have to fine-tune the actual level, the decibel levels. One thing I did when I talked to the council was the consultant that they hired to come up with these recommendations measured the decibels over a 15-second interval. And he recommended that's what they use. The ordinance doesn't specifically say that. And when you're listening to music, the sound goes up and down. I mean, it's louder or quieter. So there might be 1 second that it's above this decibel level. Are they going to cite them for that? I don't know.
That is something that would seem kind of, I don't know, ticky-tacky in some ways if that wound up being enforced that way. We had a business owner here on Monday who told us that she has had people tell her that they can't come to her business in Glenwood South because of the noise, and they just don't want to subject themselves to that. Have you heard similar concerns from business owners around that area?
No, I haven't. I don't know what business it was she would have been going to.
It was one she owns.
Oh, it's one she owns?
Right.
Oh, she has customers that don't want to come.
Right.
Well, I don't know, because the sound, the noisy time is Friday and Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. I don't know what business she would have had that would have been operating at that time of night.
Right.
If it's not a bar or a restaurant. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But what the other thing about this is it will give the businesses a level playing field. They'll all know this is the limit. And so they won't be competing on the basis of being the loudest place in town. They can compete on something else, cheaper drinks or nicer atmosphere or whatever, but they don't have to compete on sound.
Just for the record, it was Urban Cabana in downtown Raleigh that was the business owner. Sadea Brown was the person we were talking to who had to deal with that, too. Is this matter pretty much done for now, do you think, and the city council is going to move on to something else, or is there another possible step that could be taken?
No, so this is it for now, but again, as the consultant said when he was here, in Austin, Texas, it took them, they had to make 20 adjustments over the years to their sound ordinance just to get things right. So the council, I think, was hoping that this will take care of it for now. But they said in another year they'll look at it to see if anything needs to be tweaked, if there need to be any changes or not. But, yeah, I think everybody's hoping that now this will take care of it. I think it's supposed to go into effect January 1st.
Right. And imagine they'll make things loud on New Year's Eve, but hopefully things will be tempered down a little bit by then.
Yes. We're hoping that, the hope is that the people that they're hiring to enforce this will go out and meet with the bar owners and talk to them and say, hey, look, this is what's acceptable. You can't go above that. And so that they will know how they have to bring the music down, the sound down.
Yeah.
That's the hope.
Yeah, that's the hope, at least, whether it works out this way. Again, it comes back to how it's enforced, as you mentioned earlier.
Exactly. Yeah.
And whether that's actually going to be carried out is something that, in some regards, is outside the city council's control. Larry Miller, the president of the Glenwood South Neighborhood Collaborative. Larry, it's always great catching up with you here on the air. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.